can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. As always, there is a lot to discuss here tonight. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them first. There's been some discussion about this gold situation. And I mentioned it last night on the show, and it has been mentioned, I think, prior to that. And Johnson sent me over something that goes into a little bit more detail about it. Apparently, there's more proposed than just a gold report. The word that we had heard before was that once you reach $600 in purchasing gold, you will have to send in some sort of IRS form. That would have been bad enough, right, if you were just going to have to report the fact that you were buying gold. That's bad enough.
That's disturbing. Like, why does the government want to know about a $600 purchase?
Right. It kind of has that ring to it of maybe they'll confiscate the gold. You know, like, oh, well, when they start writing down the people that have X, there's a good chance they might confiscate X. It's been done in the past. So there was that, and then apparently there's more to it. According to ABC News, those already outraged by the president's health care legislation now have a new bone of contention, a scarcely noticed tack-on provision to the law that puts gold coin buyers and sellers under closer government scrutiny. Because, you know, that's got a lot to do with health care. Oh, no, I guess not. In fact, it has nothing to do with it. But this is how things go in Washington, D.C. They have, what do they call it, log rolling? Or no, that's when they just scratch each other's backs. But they do this all the time.
I mean, yeah, they tack these things on, and, you know, you're not supposed to find out until it's already law, and it works.
Right. So, so you find out these things, you know, after the fact, and here you go. The issue rising to the fore, just as gold coin dealers are attracting attention over sales tactics, Section 9006 of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. You mean you missed that part when you were reading it, right?
9006.
And the Affordable Care Act of the Internal Revenue Code will be amended to expand the scope of Form 1099. Currently, 1099 forms are used to track and report the miscellaneous income associated with services rendered by independent contractors or self-employed individuals. Starting January 1st, 2012, Form 1099s will become a means of reporting to the IRS the purchase of all goods and services by small businesses and self-employed people that exceed $600 during the calendar year. So this is, we have discussed this before, this reporting requirement. I didn't know it was the same thing as the gold section, but this is really bad news that if you're going to buy a new computer for the office that runs more than $600, which isn't a hard thing to do, that you'd have to report that to the IRS.
Well, wouldn't the company that sold it have to report it to the IRS? Not you when you buy it, is that right?
Presumably it would be the company that that sold it. But nonetheless, then they're going to ask you and say, oh, well, you've purchased this computer. Now you need to give us your Social Security number so we can give you this 1099 form, because you always get a copy too, right? And they've got to have the right information on there.
You know, when it comes to
taxpayer.
Currently with 1099s, you basically get a 1099 when you get money from someone. So you have this situation where, all right, you're going to give me $1,000. I'll give you my Social Security number. I guess I can live with that. However, now we're talking about a situation where I'm giving money to somebody and they want to get the sale done. And then after the sale's complete, they're going to want information from you, like Social Security number and things like that. At that point, the bargainer, the bargaining power rests with the consumer. Or the bargaining power always rests with the consumer. But in this case, it's sort of turned, the situation's turned on its head. I can say, oh, well, you want my government information? You want my Social Security number and stuff like that? I guess this deal's done.
Right.
And then the person's going, whoa, 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 I got to sell this computer here, man. And they might be able to figure something out in order to not do it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. But now they're going to have to...
Well, now they're deepening the black market if they set it up this way. The government's gotten pretty good about setting things up so that the individual is kind of stuck. You know what I mean?
They are very good at doing that. They're very good at making things very difficult and having a bunch of hoops for you to jump through just to do something simple. In this case, buy some office equipment or perhaps to purchase some gold for safekeeping. According to the provision, precious metals such as coins or bullion fall into this category, the category of goods and services purchased by small business and self-employed people. They fall into this category, and coin dealers have been among those ranked, most rankled, rather, by the change. This provision intended to mine what the IRS deems a vast reservoir of uncollected income tax was included in the healthcare legislation ostensibly as a way to pay for it. The tax code tweak is expected to raise $17 billion over the next 10 years.
The thing that the government never realizes, though, that once they start taxing something, the revenue pool dries up a bit, at the very least a bit. And the easiest thing to do is look at cigarettes. You know, if you look at the way people smoke cigarettes today, by the way, I went to the store recently, it was $7.50 a pack of cigarettes.
That's in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I can't...
In some places, 10 to 15 in New York City.
You can find them for 12 or more. When the government looks at that and says, okay, well, X number of packs of cigarettes are sold here in this geographic area, whether it's the United States or a state or whatever, for this amount of money, then we can tax it this much, and then we'll make this much money. But what happens is the marketplace moves around it. The marketplace is like a river. It'll move around obstructions you put in its way. So either people will buy from outside the country, outside the state, outside the city, whatever it is they need to do. They'll quit. When the federal government put a 40-cent tax on cigars last year, I believe it was started in April, I quit smoking because I'm not willing to give the government any money, any extra money. I'm not going to voluntarily buy them bullets so they can put them in people. So, I stopped smoking, and that's going to happen. And this is kind of how they're figuring don't work.
Well, according to the story here, coin dealers not only buy for their inventory from other dealers, but also with great frequency from the public. Most other types of businesses will have a limited number of suppliers from which they buy their goods and products for resale. So every time a member of the public sells more than $600 worth of gold to a dealer, the spokesman for the gold industry basically said that the transaction will have to be reported by the government to the government by the buyer. So every time a member, okay, so it's the business that would be if they're buying gold, if you run a coin shop and you buy $1,000 worth of gold from somebody, which, that's not hard to do. That's an ounce of gold.
Yeah, well, at least it's in the right direction, they haven't set it up in the silly fashion that I was talking about previously. But I can tell you that, people will make deals based on taxes. I'll tell people at times when I'm dealing with them that, look, I'm not interested in paying the taxes on this. I'll do the deal with you, but I'm not going to pay the taxes.
Yeah.
So do I have to pay in cash? Do you want me to pay in silver? Whatever. Because I'm not interested in paying taxes to the government on these things.
And I'd imagine that you'd be able to find within the gold industry people that are willing to be flexible with you like that. But nonetheless, Most people are going to go along, right? I mean,
most people will go along.
Right. So the government is right in that this will provide them with some new revenue stream.
Sure, I wouldn't say it wouldn't.
Right. So Pat Heller, who owns, how about Liberty Coin Service in Lansing, Michigan, deals with around 1,000 customers every week. Many are individuals looking to protect wealth in an uncertain economy. He said while others are dealers like him, with spot market prices for gold at nearly $1,200 an ounce, Heller estimates that he'll be filling out between, I get this, 10,000 and 20,000 tax forms per year.
So this is a small business person that they're loading down with 10 to 20,000 pieces of paper that he's supposed to fill out. This is ludicrous. This is what stifles innovation. This is what stifles productivity in America. This kind of crap.
And the stifling can result in the killing of some businesses. And you could say to yourself, oh, those gold businesses are doing fine. Well, maybe some of them are, some of them aren't.
Some of them are on the fringe. I mean, there's a lot of competition out there. It's been selling gold and silver.
And now this guy says he's going to have
to... I know, we sell it.
He's going to have to hire 2 full-time people just to track all of this, he says. More coming up. You can take control at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy features like our listening options, broadband and dial-up flavors of streams. We've got our webcam plus the listen lines, which apparently were down last night. They are back. So you can call in from any phone. I can dial long distance and listen in that way as well. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
You know, most of the time when you're dealing with the government or, you know, the court cases and things like that, it's not even worth taking something to court because, you know, you'll spend more money taking it to court for a lawyer than you would actually make. Well, jurisdictionary.com can help you with that. Jurisdictionary.com is a program that allows you to take your cases to court. It's written by a doctorate of jurisprudence who wants you to know how to protect yourself from other members of his profession. It's written in the way that the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. They're the leader in self-help since 1997. It's called jurisdictionary.com. It's a program I've taken, and I recommend it for you, jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up here tonight, if we get a chance, I would like to talk about our friend Mark Stevens, Mark Emery, who is in jail. And he's in federal prison. He's been sending emails to us, letting us know what his answers are to your questions that you asked him when I posted over at Facebook, over the Free Talk Live Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, asking you for questions for Mark Emery. So hopefully we'll get a chance to get to another one of those here tonight. We're starting out by talking about the gold coin situation, where according to the government's laws, their rules, in 2012, 1099s will be something that businesses, the purchasers of all goods and services by small businesses and self-employed people that exceed $600 during a calendar year will have to be reported. So according to the details on this, it's the business that has to do this. So right now it's not the user, if you will, the purchaser. If you're like a customer of the business, you won't have to fill the form out, but that doesn't mean your info isn't getting reported. You're still being reported by the business. So as usual, this is how the government does it. They leverage the businesses in order to get them to do their dirty work. I mean, taxes wouldn't really be, for instance, sales taxes wouldn't be very easy to collect if businesses wouldn't go along with it.
Sure, if the end user, the person who's buying stuff, if the government sent you a form every year and please estimate the amount of things that you've bought this year and then remit to us 6.5% of that for sales tax. You know, obviously that wouldn't work. So they put the onus upon the business owners, the people out there trying to make a buck, you know, and it's essentially they deputize them as deputies that work for free. We call those slaves, and you know, make them collect their taxes.
But they're a special kind of slave. They're the kind of slave that has been granted the permission to do business. So they're a slave that is a little higher status, and so therefore, because they make their living in this whatever their business is, because again, this applies to all small businesses that are buying things. So because they make their living in this way, they have something a little bit more on the line. It's not as hard for the average individual to take the risk of not filling out a government income tax form because they're just a little more transient. They're more likely to move from one place to another. They're just a little bit more difficult to get your hands around if you're the government. Whereas the business usually has like a business license. They usually have some level of establishment, or at least they would like, establishment in a community. And so it's not as easy for a business to just kind of fly under the radar and not fill out all these government forms. I think that we need more businesses who will do that kind of thing, but the reality is because the business owner has more invested, they've got more on the line, they're more likely to just go along to get along. And I think it's one of the biggest problems that we face in transitioning from this coercive government society that we currently live in and to a voluntary society is to convince business owners to come on board with non-cooperation. Is to convince them that it's worth the risk. And I don't know how you're going to do this. I don't know if it's possible. I hope it is. I hope that we see this influx of really courageous business owners that are willing to start up businesses without asking for permission, that are willing to hire employees without filling out the W-2s, that are willing to just do business without begging for permission. I think that could be a really strong statement if a business owner were to do that. Maybe we'll see the beginning of it here soon in New Hampshire, where we've got Keene Last Biscuit coming up here to the Keene area, getting ready to open up shop selling food to people underground. It will be a truly underground business. Some would call it an agorist business. As somebody who's running their operation fully without asking for a government permission slip, they're going out, they're buying food, they're preparing it, they're shipping it out, they're delivering it to your door, and they're collecting money for it, and they're not collecting a bit of tax, and they haven't filled out a government form. That's what I'm talking about. We need more last biscuits, but it needs to be in a greater range of categories. Now, you still have things like, you know, shade tree mechanics, people that offer their professional services kind of off the marketplace quietly through word of mouth, and that's the same sort of thing, but there's a difference between offering a word of mouth service quietly, like, you know, a drug dealer or something like that, and actually having the brass, if you will, to really really promote your business, your underground business, to really get the word out about it. You know, put a commercial on television, run a series of radio ads, that kind of thing, to actually go that public with not paying taxes and not jumping through these government hoops. So these poor bastards in the gold industry and the rest of the business world are going to have to start filling out forms. One guy says it'll be 10,000 to 20,000 forms per year that he'll have to fill out. He's a gold dealer, so pretty much every deal he does is over $600.
Right. You know, I think that it's mostly they want it from him for buying, though, isn't it? No, it's for selling, too? You know, there is, by the way, legislation proposed to take care of this one particular provision, that this is considered too onerous for small business people. It has 80 co-sponsors at this point, and hopefully this will get rolled over. But at this point, we have no reason to believe it. It is law in these United States, and you know, the laws are very difficult things to get repealed.
You know what, Mark? I'm not too clear on that. And
that's how IRS rules go. You just remain unclear until they fine you.
Purchases, according to ABC News.
And by the way, they're unclear, too. When you call them and ask them questions,
they have no clue.
50% of the time, they get the answers to them wrong on their hotline. Commonly ask questions.
The top 10 questions or whatever. According to ABC News, it is what will have to be reported to the IRS are the purchases of all goods and services by small businesses and self-employed people that exceed $600 during a calendar year. So maybe you're right, Mark, because it would only be them buying your gold from you wherein they would have to fill out these forms. But who's to say they won't change that the next year? Because this is how government programs
work. The guy's already talking about 10,000 to 20,000 pieces of government forms that he has to fill out and two employees he's going to have to hire in order to do it. I mean, that'll put somebody out of business. That can absolutely put somebody out of business.
But the government people don't
think
about
it for a second. I mean, you know, business owners don't make much more than a paycheck. You know, successful ones make a big paycheck. But imagine trying to take your paycheck and splitting it among three people.
Yeah, the government people don't care if it puts you out of business. They just care about the aggregate of whether or not they're going to get more money. And that's true. They will get more money because people are obedient, and they'll go along with it. Of course, the ultimate question is, when will people stop going along with it? And I don't know. If you've got an answer, 800-259-9231.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us, including news updates. You get signed up, keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. You can get on our email list, follow our Twitter profile or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You'll hear announcements like the fact that we're auctioning off another banner. You can get the fourth banner on the website, and you can get it for an entire month. Now, the bids are currently at $15.50. Now, of course, there are a good another 6 days remaining, but I've seen these banners go for as cheap as $30 and as expensive as, you know, $150. So you never know where it's going to end up. Just depends on what the market bears. So head over to auction.freetalklive.com, and you can place your bid on the fourth banner on the freetalklive.com website right now. Auction.freetalklive.com.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Sometimes I like to just scroll through and read them all, each one, because I find them entertaining. It's libertystickers.com. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard with libertystickers.com. As a matter of fact, they make custom stickers, too. So if you've got a business or something like that, you want to make some bumper stickers for people to do a little advertising for you, go to libertystickers.com. Get a hold of them there. Libertystickers.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. You can call in about whatever's on your mind. Andrew is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Ian and Mark. I have actually 4 quick topics for discussion tonight.
Good heavens,
maybe
sure.
I can give you a quick synopsis. The first one being civil disobedience and the possibility of using soda cans wrapped with beer can shells as civil disobedience, making it impossible for authorities to decipher who is actually consuming an alcoholic beverage and who isn't.
Soda cans wrapped with beer can shells. That sounds a little difficult. Why not just pour the beer into the soda can?
Oh, you could do that as well, but I guess that'd probably be a better idea. You got me there.
Well, I think that what you're pointing out is that, you know, if people can stand around with a beer bottle with water in it and, you know, at these pre-keen celebrations where they have the nightcaps and drink out in Central Square.
Party in the park.
Yeah. They could do that, and it certainly would confound the situation.
I think it's a fine idea. In fact, the idea has already been thrown around. If you look at their own government rules, and these may vary, there's different open container rules across the country. So I don't know, your local mileage may vary, but at least up here, their own rule says that if you've got a drink that has less than 0.5% alcohol content, then it doesn't qualify for the open container violation. So you could actually, if you wanted to, really confound them. You could take video footage of you pouring O'Doul's or some other NA beverage into the beer cans and then go out into the park. That way, if the cops try to snatch the can from you, first of all, you shouldn't give them the can if they're asking you for it. A lot of people, when the cops come up to them, will just hand it over. So try not giving them the can in the first place, because they need to identify whether or not they think the substance in the can or the bottle or whatever is beer. So frequently they'll grab a drink from somebody and sniff it. And if they're sniffing an NA beer, there's a good chance they're going to think they're sniffing beer.
They are sniffing beer.
So they're going to dump it out, and they're going to cite you, and then they're going to have to prove later on that it was over 0.5% alcohol content. Of course, you've got video footage that proves that it definitely wasn't. And I think even beyond that, even if you do just have a beer out in the park, if they're dumping the beers out, then they have no way of proving what that was. Unless they can say they saw you open an unopened beer and then claim that, well, that because of that, they know for a fact that this was what it was. But they didn't see you.
But they need to have the evidence, too. At that point, if you've got video evidence that says that you, even if it isn't true, right, you pour an O'Doul's into a can and you're drinking a real Budweiser. Mm-hmm. But if you can show, and I think that this is, you can show in a court that there's reasonable doubt that beer that they were drinking was, in fact, a beer with enough alcohol in it. The cop can say whatever he wants to say, but there's reasonable doubt. And it confounds the whole situation, I think, is really what it's all about.
And then they're paying to put on a trial.
Of course, if the time stamp on the video is some time from, you know, last year or something like that, it probably won't be as useful as it was if it was the day that it all occurred. But
nonetheless, they still have a pretty tough case. Even in any case with the open drinking law here, they've got a tough case because they never keep the alcohol and they never run a test on it. They just kind of, well, they figure they're going to intimidate people. So,
sure.
Oh, we're going to dump out the beer. We'll write you a ticket. You're going to show up in court, sucker. And then they give you the plea deal. Okay, we'll let you go.
Disorderly.
Right, we'll just give. Well, no, it wouldn't be disorderly. Would they give you disorderly?
Who knows?
I suppose they could.
They do whatever they want.
This is true. But usually disorderly is that you do something after they've told you not to do something, typically. Anyway, so if you're actually taking them to a trial, if you're refusing to plea out, then they've got a real task on their hands. Now they've got to prove a case. How many times do they actually have to prove that somebody was drinking alcohol in the park?
It's not like they're going to have the beer.
No, they're going to dump it out. They could take the beer. They could send it to a lab.
If they did, police work. But this is, unfortunately, they're so busy messing with peaceful people who aren't hurting anybody that they aren't actually very skilled at doing that or very interested in doing it. I don't know if they're skilled or not. I can't speak to that. But they're not very interested in doing real police work. Maybe on the real police work type cases, the murders, the arsons, the robberies, maybe they do it. My experience is when there's a property theft that goes on, they don't do much real police work. They just kind of, you know, write you a piece of paper and say, here you go. And
yeah, there were other things I wanted to mention.
Go ahead.
Using semi-permanent structures as homes, such as yurts and geodesic domes, to kind of make homeownership more affordable for liberty activists moving to the area and reduce the property tax burden.
You know, they pretty much have that locked down around here. They understand how to word their laws so that you pretty much have to build yourself a real live house.
You can't build a yurt.
A yurt could be several different things. He's basically talking about a tent.
Well, a geodesic dome is not a tent. That's a home. And I've seen them here. So I don't know what you mean, Mark.
It says semi-permanent?
It's a home. A geodesic dome is a house.
Right. Is that going to reduce property taxes then if you're talking about the geodesic domes that you're talking about? Okay. So
why would a geodesic dome reduce property taxes? Andrew?
Just because I don't think it would be valued. I mean, well, first of all, the value of a geodesic dome, I would estimate at about $10,000, whereas a home, quote unquote, would probably be, you know, with the same size, would probably be $100,000.
I don't believe it. I've seen these geodesic domes. Some of them are pretty nice.
It might cost you $10,000 to buy the little wood pieces that you put together for the geodesic dome, but then you have to wire it and fill it and, you know, do the drywall and all that other stuff. I mean, the lumber that it cost to build my house was $30,000, but, you know, by the time we were done, the thing cost like $150,000. So, you know.
You can find yurts online for rather large yurts for about $10,000.
Is that a tent? Is that a tent or is that a structure?
That's an actual structure with lattice, with an understructure, and
I think the more creativity you can put into the process, the better off you're going to be. I've heard some people talk about building a home that's, you know, partially underground, and then you can only see the first story from the from the road or whatever. When you come in, there's like a trap door that you have to go down or something like that. Something a little elaborate to take like 50% of your home. And the size of the home essentially off the rolls. Of course, then it's difficult to sell that kind of thing. But nonetheless, there's some creative ideas out there. And even if it's just letting people camp out on your property, that's a way to cover property taxes and give people a place to stay, or essentially make it so that people can get here to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. I support it fully. Or just
they've
buy
got acres out in Grafton. I mean, people can camp out there cheaply.
Or you just buy a multifamily. That's something that already exists, and it's already most multifamilies are already turning a small profit if they're fully rented out for their owner. At the very least, they're certainly paying off the mortgage and paying out the property taxes. So there are definitely ways for investors to come up here and provide that housing for the incoming Free Staters. I know you had one or two more points. We'll hang on to you. Bring you back here in a little bit. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, this program is brought to you by the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about them coming up here in a few moments. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. By the way, mentioned a moment ago that we are sponsored by the Free State Project, and it is true. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn about an amazing movement full of people that love freedom, people that are moving together in order to get active, to achieve liberty in their lifetimes, maybe your lifetime as well, if you come up here. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this movement. Mark and myself made the move to New Hampshire from Florida back in Labor Day of 2006. So we're coming up on our fourth anniversary here, Mark.
Yeah, it's really close.
So head on over, learn more about it yourself. They've got the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire there at freestateproject.org. And I have to say, it is a very persuasive list.
It's the reason we're here.
Yeah, it really is. The reason I voted for New Hampshire, and it was like a no-brainer after I read that list. I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to be here. So here we are. And you can be here too. So go to freestateproject.org, get signed up. There are over 10,000 people that have currently signed and pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. We want to get to 20,000. And there are hundreds that have already moved, so you don't have to wait. You don't have to sign up and wait, but you can. You know, there's different ways that you can sign up, different criteria that you can kind of check on, decide that you want to wait till X happens or you want to wait till X amount of years or whatever. There's different ways that you can sign up, try to make it as flexible as possible over at freestateproject.org. But be careful. If you sign up for the Free State Project and you end up coming up to visit New Hampshire, it may cause problems.
It's over.
What's that?
It's over.
It's over at that point? Yeah, well, Nichelle Seven was here last night, one of the newer movers, and she was talking about how depressed she was when she came up for the Liberty Forum, which is a yearly event that happens here in New Hampshire. It's kind of like a convention-style event, happens in the wintertime. And so she was here, and she was enjoying herself so much that when she got back home, she was really bummed out. So she had to move up her plans to move. It works out really well for us. Just beware that happens to people. So, freestateproject.org, we continue. Andrew in Massachusetts, you're back on Free Talk Live, covering a few different topics tonight, so go ahead.
Okay, the third thing, polyphasic sleep. I'm thinking about doing a year-long experiment where I sleep 20 minutes every 6 hours, and I'm trying to get friends and family to help fund this experiment and eventually write a book about the experience.
Has this been done before? It sounds a little dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
I've read a few books about it, and there are a few doctors and, not doctors, adopters, but, it's something I'd like to try, and, I'd just like to see the result, and I'm kind of an experimental type, so my question is, how would you try to get, friends and family to, get behind you and maybe help with a little funding in exchange for some of the book revenues?
So are you saying that you can't work if you try to do this polyphasic sleep thing?
There's an adaption phase. It's about 1 to 2 weeks, depending on the individual. But once your body adapts, the theory is that your REM sleep makes up for it. Your body learns to adapt, and sleep becomes more efficient, basically.
You need a few bucks to make it through for 2 weeks? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. I'm only looking for maybe a grand or two.
My advice is to put away a grand or two in your normal job, and then once you have you've invested that in your own plan, then you'll be more likely to adhere to it. When you take other people's money, you're less likely to invested in what it is that you want to do, sort of in a psychic way. So you'll be more likely to fail. So I think that you'll see that if you make the investment yourself by putting put $100 a week away, put $200 a week away, and you'll see that investment once you have that for yourself, then you'll be fine.
That's a good suggestion, Mark, because, I mean, just listening to it, I was balking at the proposal, just trying to imagine myself being a family or a friend of yours. Just, yeah, I appreciate the offer, but you can spend your own money on that, because then if you spend your own money on it, then it's all yours, right? I mean, if you sell the book and it turns into a bestseller, then you don't owe anybody anything. You did all the work and the funding yourself.
That was the backup plan.
And, all right, so your fourth option.
The fourth thing, my skills are I'm a trivia host and a ring announcer, an entrepreneur, and an exercise science person. And I was wondering, what do you think would be my most marketable skill in the Keene-Grafton area?
Hey, can you run through those one more time for me?
I'm a boxing announcer, a trivia host, an entrepreneur, and I also study exercise science.
I haven't the slightest clue. I mean,
it seems to me that you can probably find somebody, there's always personal training to be had, right? If you go and if you push your personal training, you'll be able to, build business. A lot of times you can, people are looking for personal training in their homes. And this, I think, is something that is an untapped marketplace, is sort of the elderly and, personal training, weight training in their home. You can do that at $50-$60 an hour, obviously offering a bargain in these economic times is going to be better for you, but that's a place to start.
Yeah, I would say that I I'm not the best person to ask this question. I'm not really in touch with the market services that are available around Keene. I'm a retail customer, but beyond that, I don't do much more than buy at retail and go to restaurants occasionally.
Yeah. We didn't move into the area looking for a job either, so I couldn't say.
Yeah, so what I would suggest you do if you want to learn more about Keene is to go to freekeene.com, visit the forum there. There's some good places where you can ask some questions, and I thank you for the call tonight, Andrew. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can control the airwaves here. Another Andrew is on the line in New Hampshire, this one. Hello, Andrew.
Greetings, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to piggyback on Andrew from Massachusetts and talk about open containers and alcohol and police not saving the samples of the beverage.
Yeah, okay. It seems like they've got a real tough time to make a case if it actually goes to court.
That's correct. As many people might know, I work for a police department in a college town, and they early on, or with a new judge, had attorneys pushing the issue when they were bringing open container cases, minor in possession of alcohol cases, and the judge was kicking them because the judge said, well, can you say that it's an alcoholic beverage? And the prosecution would say, well, it was in a can. That means it's beer and it smells like a beer. And the judge goes, yeah, that's reasonable doubt. So what they have to do is they have a plastic container, like 2 ounces, 1 ounce, that they pour part of the beverage into. They seal it. They take the can, and then they put it in their nice little evidence bag so, the beer isn't sloshing around. And then they have to, if the case goes to trial and the person doesn't flee out, then they have to get that sample tested at the state lab to say that, yes, it meets the definition of an alcoholic beverage.
Now, I wonder what one of these tests costs. Is it just a zero cost because you're just occupying the time of whatever agent they're paying a salary, or is there an actual physical cost to the chemicals of the test that they're running?
I don't have the foggiest, but,
there's a cost.
In terms of it probably comes down with both, but in terms of priority, I mean, there's only one state lab in New Hampshire in Concord, so all the testing gets done there unless they farm that out someplace else, which they don't typically do. And I mean, you know, you're talking about something that carries a $90 fine or a $100 fine depending on the municipality. So you're, you know, backing up the state lab with, you know, alcohol, you know, tests. You know, that's why a lot of police departments, well, in general, plea out cases, but that's why they plea out alcohol cases. And it's a lot easier for minor and possession cases because they can just, well, we'll just plea it out to an open container. You know, everyone's happy kind of thing, because then all they have to say is, hey, yeah, we had this thing we think was beer, and the person is pleading guilty to it, instead of actually having to go through the test process and spending a lot of money and time.
Right, so it can be done. It's just going to be costly on them in order to do it. And the question is, how badly do they want to get you with a $50 fine or a $100 fine or whatever when they have to go through the jump through all of those hoops just to get the thing tested, and then they have to spend the time and the effort and the money to put on a court trial. They're really pouring some money in to get this conviction. And on top of that, if it's an activist, and it's likely going to be, if they're going to say not guilty or take it to trial, if it's an activist, then they're probably not going to pay the fine. So they'll go through all of the trouble in order to put somebody in a jail cell for 10 days or have them give the $50 to a local charity.
10 days?
For a day. It's $50 a day. So for a couple days or a day or two or whatever. Or have them give the money to a charity rather than the court. They've just jumped through all those hoops for absolutely nothing, except to just teach somebody a lesson. And if it's an activist, you're not teaching them a lesson. They're going to go right back out and do it again.
Yeah, so. And when what you were saying earlier about people not giving alcohol or telling them they cost anything, that's, you know, one of the big things that people can do, especially, you know, in a college town. You have a lot of people carrying around Nalgene bottles and, translucent bottles, you know, that probably contain liquor. And the biggest mistake a lot of, college-age students or, you know, young people make is, you know, who are under the legal age to, possess alcohol, is that, you know, they act scared when the, you know, cops sees them with their little container and they go and hide it.
They're trained for that.
Right, and they give it up. I mean, isn't giving it up to a cop essentially consenting to their search?
Pretty much, yeah, because it's a closed container. They need a search warrant for that.
All right, so this is mine. You don't get to look at this, copper. Thanks for the call, Andrew. I appreciate it. Good info. Hour 2 coming up.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own. Any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.